An update now on two of the tightest Senate races that were decided last night. In South Dakota today, Democratic Senator Tim Johnson claimed victory with barely 500 votes more than his Republican challenger, Congressman John Thune. And in Minnesota, former Vice President Walter Mondale conceded to Republican Norm Coleman in the race to fill the seat held by the late Democratic Senator Paul Wellstone. NPR's David Wellna has more.
After a night during which the vote tally lead seesawed back and forth, Senator Johnson today declared he'd bested Congressman Thune and held on to his seat.
And I think we can be proud as South Dakotans that every vote was counted, every vote was counted correctly, and that our electoral system in South Dakota is one that we can stand with pride in our state.
But with Johnson's tiny margin of victory, South Dakota law requires an automatic recount. Still, Republican rival Thune today did not hold out much hope the recount would reverse the outcome.
I don't think at this point I could say, Don, I'm totally ruling out, you know, any option. My assumption, of course, is that these are the numbers.
Meanwhile, in Minnesota state capital St. Paul, that city's former Republican mayor and now Minnesota's senator-elect Norm Coleman expressed special thanks to President Bush, who had urged him to run and who came here four times to campaign for him.
But having gone through this wall of fire to be here at this moment, I also need to have him sign an IOU. The president has come to Minnesota and has an interest in us now, and I intend to utilize that to help us deal with the major problems that we have.
Coleman sought to heal wounds left by a deeply divisive campaign that was upended 11 days ago when his earlier rival, Senator Wellstone, was killed in a plane crash.
My challenge is to reach out, to listen, and to be inclusive. A narrow ideology did not win this race yesterday, but a commitment to pragmatically address the needs of Minnesotans right now. And I will go more than halfway to make sure that no one feels disenfranchised by the results yesterday.
Coleman pointedly called Mondale one of the greatest Minnesotans of the 20th century. Mondale, for his part, said he had no intention of challenging the outcome of a race he jumped into just 6 days ago to replace Wellstone.
And in what is obviously the end of my last campaign, I want to say to Minnesotans, you always treated me decently. You always listened to me. You always did what really wonderful citizens do. And now you've made your decision. We respect it.
Mondale acknowledged that a memorial service for Wellstone a week ago that turned into a political rally may well have hurt him at the polls.
I think there were some statements that went too far. And it is very regrettable, and on this saddest of days, honoring a truly great Minnesotan and American and his family, that the shadow of partisan politics was raised.
Mondale took full responsibility for losing, and he made a point of praising Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle, calling him one of the best leaders Democrats had ever had. But Mike Erlandson, who chairs Minnesota's Democratic Farmer Labor Party, questioned whether Democratic leaders in Congress had shaped what he called the right messages to win this election.
Our leaders of a legislative body have to be focused on that body and that message, and if people have higher aspirations or have other things that they're interested in, they need to do potentially what Mr. Dole did and let other people focus on that.
Bob Dole, the former Senate Republican Majority Leader, stepped down from that post to run for president. Senate Democratic Leader Tom Daschle, who's believed to harbor presidential ambitions, will also no longer be Majority Leader. But that's because after last night, his party no longer has the Senate's majority. David Wellna, NPR News, St. Paul.